This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, as China's Hubei province reported more new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Adam Reed reports for Reuters.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about the spread of coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, which has sparked a wave of mourning and rare showing of anger from some in that country against its government. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hit hardest by the illness. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading what the authorities called illegal and false information about the coronavirus. He was warning on social media at the time of a disease similar to SARS hitting the area, a reference to the Chinese outbreak that killed hundreds in the early 2000s. News of his passing saw tributes laid along Wuhan's still deserted streets.
That was Adam Reed reporting for Reuters. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says more funds are needed to tackle this global outbreak.
The world needs $675 million for the next 3 months to invest in preventing this outbreak. So far, we have received pledges for $110 million, but several donors have already come forward, and we're expecting more announcements in the coming days.
South Korea's Unification Church held a mass wedding Friday amidst the outbreak of the new coronavirus. Roughly 6,000 couples were united in matrimony. The new brides and grooms say they are unfazed. This is VOA News.